you can't really avoid this behavior. So if you're walking by, you can always change your route, but that's sometimes not possible. Put something on your head so you don't get those sharp talons touching your head. So even a hard hat or a hat with a big rim or even an umbrella.
Yes, it is that time of year again. That is from a global news story. Some advice about what to do if you have dive bombing crows in your neighborhood. Every year, we deal with this in many parts of Metro Vancouver because it is the nesting time for the crows. So that's some advice. But what else do we need to be aware of at this time of year? Well, Jim O'Leary is the co-creator of Crow Tracks, which is a map where people can share their crow experience and see where there is a lot of crow activity taking place. And I'm so happy that Jim O'Leary is with us once again. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for being interested in crows still.
I think even if you're not interested in crows at this time of year and for the next few weeks, people get interested if it's for no other reason than trying to stay away from the dive bombings and to survive this time of year. Can you remind us again about how you came up with Crow Tracks and how you first got involved with this?
Well, it was really unexpected, actually, Jill. I was teaching a program on geographic information systems at Langara College. GIS is an information system, but it has a spatial component. Now, so my colleague, Rick Davis, and I were trying to figure out how can we promote this program. And at the same time, I was working in an area where there were a lot of trees and there were some crows in the trees. And just about every day, somebody would come in and say, I got hit by a crow today, or Mary on the second floor got hit by a crow today. And I thought, well, crows are pretty smart, but we're pretty smart too, so can we do something about it? So we put up this Crow Tracks website as an advertisement and to help people. And, you know, honestly, Jill, the Crow Tracks site was supposed to be about geographic information systems. The crows were just like the add-on. But actually, most people don't know or not really care about what GIS is. Everybody cares about crows.
It's very, very true. It's become quite personal when this happens. So people started sharing where they were being dive bombed and when this was happening with you. Were you surprised at the amount of which people were sharing?
You know, I wasn't surprised that people were sharing. What I was surprised at is the interest in crows by the media. I got many, many calls and many, many interviews. And, you know, we don't really know how many crows are attacking the people in Vancouver, but it goes up if we have, depending on the media coverage. And the first couple of years, wow, it was just amazing. As I say, everybody was interested in crows. And one thing that did surprise me, but is true, is that this Crow Tracks site, in a way, it's a therapy. You know, because it's very traumatic if you're walking down the street. Well, for example, if you are walking down the street and you see a dog growling at you, you can take some action. You can prepare for that, maybe walk the other way. But you're just walking down the street and whack, you get hit on the back of the head. And, you know, it could give you whiplash. It could break your skin. That's very traumatic. So I consider that my Crow Tracks website, part of it is therapy for people.
Very, very true. And, you know, that was what happened to me. I'm sure many other people as well. That started my whole journey to befriend the crows. I was walking with my dog. Whack, it hit to the top of my head. We cowered in an underground parking lot until the crow let us go. It was very frightening because when the first time it happens to you, if you don't know anything, which I didn't at the time, about fledglings and about the time of year, it's very, very shocking when that happens. So, I mean, what a great thing that this was a map that was a geographic map, but it's also helped people process what they're going through.
And, you know, sometimes people have put reports on the website that say, this happened 3 years ago. And you know, this just tells me that they've become aware of the Crow Tracks website and what happened to them, that brief moment, getting hit on the back of the head, not expecting it, it stayed with them. So it gives them a chance to just express that.
And so this year, I know we're already getting some reports of this happening. Is it earlier than usual, or what are you seeing as far as crow activity so far?
Well, just in the past couple of weeks, it has really boomed, blossomed. People are sending in reports, and it's amazing. You know, like every year, I'm shocked, really, when I see the reports. You know, crow came and hit me in the back of the head and, you know, knocked my hat off and that sort of stuff. So it has definitely started. It starts earlier, you know, sometime around the beginning of May or maybe the end of April. But at a certain point, it just picks up. And I have to tell you, June is going to be the big month. So keep your hat on.
Well, we heard that advice from a global news story right off the top. Wear a hat. I think the person said you could wear a hard hat, which, I don't know, it seems a bit extreme to be wandering around the streets wearing a hard hat because of the crows. But I guess if you've had a bad experience and you're that afraid of them, maybe it's not the worst idea.
Yeah, I mean, if you wear a hat, it's a trade-off, because I have a very nice hat, and I don't want the crow to break my hat, you know. So when I go out these days, I do wear that hat, and I'd rather have the crow break my hat than break my skin. Now, the other thing you can try, if you're not, you know, afraid of doing this, you can get a mask and put it on the back of your head, because crows generally attack from the front. Now, if I tell you this and somebody spends money and gets a mask and puts it on the back of their head and they still get hit, I'm sorry about that, but it's true with most animals, and I think it's true with crows too. They like to attack from the front. So if you can get a mask and put it on the back of your head, now that means if you're walking down the street in the city of Vancouver, you know, people are, maybe they're going to look at you, but...
Possibly.
You know, well, they're the ones that are going to get hit by the crow, not you.
So if you put the mask, you wear a mask. I mean, I've not seen anyone do this, but hey, maybe people will after hearing this. So if you put the mask on the back of your head, though, so they like to attack from ahead. Wouldn't they still be attacking the same way?
Well, my understanding, again, it's not just with crows, it's with all animals, and this is what they do in certain parts of the world where they have a bigger nemesis than crows, like, you know, lions. They put masks on the back of their head, and it's not 100% guaranteed, but I think it is worth a try that the crows usually invariably, attack from the rear. They don't attack from the front. If they attack from the front, you could see them coming, you could duck, right?
Right, okay. Yeah, because I find crows don't really like to make eye contact. They don't like their pictures taken, and they don't like to make eye contact.
Well, they don't want to be in the newspaper, I guess.
That's true. Have you learned other things or when doing this? I mean, to the point now, I don't think you can ever stop doing the crow tracks, because I think people look forward to it every year, and it's become such a tool and such a place, too, of people can go and see, oh, it's not just my neighborhood. It's all around the city as well. Have you realized that this is something that people have come to rely on?
Well, every year I get emails, like I close the site off after a certain point because I have to vet each report, because there are some false reports. You know, somebody will say, oh, a crow followed me into the bar and took off with my girlfriend, you know, and we don't want those sort of things on the website. It takes away from the credibility. So I close the site off at a certain point, and every year I get an email from somebody saying, would you mind opening the crow tracks map, because I got hit and I need to know which way to go to work this year. Yeah.
Well, so people really do count on this for their commute as well.
Some of them do. And there's something about some people that get attacked by crows, and we don't really know why that is, why they seem to go against some people. But one thing is that if you have long hair, this is just something to think about. If you have long hair and your long hair shows, the crows may think that there's a gopher or a muskrat or something, you know, that is going to endanger their fledglings.
Okay.
So maybe that is possibly why you have had trouble with crows, you know?
Maybe. Perhaps.
And the other thing is, like you mentioned, that's your dog. I hate to tell you this, Jill, but maybe you should leave your dog inside for a couple months. or put a mask on him or something.
I don't think he would like that. Although I've figured it out. The crows aren't mad at me anymore, and we all get along quite well, probably too well. I've become a bit of a crow lady in my neighborhood, but it stops them from dive bombing, which I appreciate. You mentioned that this is going to be, June will be a month to really be watching out for. How long does this period of dive bombing usually last?
You know, it usually, as I say, June is the peak month, but after that it just settles down. Now, I do get reports in other months because crows just sometimes, we don't know why, even if the fledglings are grown and out of the nest, they do occasionally harass you. And I've had experience, I've never actually been hit by a crow, but I've had times when a crow or a couple crows will fly right by me, and that's from the rear. You know, they go right by your head. They don't hit you. And that does happen, like, going on for months and months. We don't know why that is. But it is traumatic, you know, just having a couple of crows fly right by you, right by your face. I mean, why? What have I done, you know?
Yes, no, it's a good question. And I think one many people might be asking in the next few weeks. Jim, yeah. We will leave it there for today. Thank you for coming back on the show.
Okay, I hope it goes well for you. It sounds like you've made a good rapport with the crows, and maybe you have to write a book about it or something, you know, how it works.
All right, I will do that. Fingers crossed that it continues.